Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday, January 8, 2020 meeting of the City of Wilmer Planning Commission. We're going to move item number two, our annual reorganization, down to just above miscellany so that we can get right to the public hearing here. Next item, consideration of minutes of our December 18, 2019 meeting. Are there any questions? Motion to approve?
I move to approve.
All right.
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And this is the 7:01 p.m. Public hearing. Bargains and Blessings rezone public hearing. Just a reminder about the public hearing procedures. Anyone who wishes to speak will be allowed to do so. Staff will furnish the Planning Commission with all pertinent information. And at the close of the public hearing, no additional testimony may be offered except those comments in response to questions from the commission. And Sarah, will you introduce this for us, please?
Yes. So we saw this item at our last meeting as an introductory item. For the sake of giving the commission some kind of idea of what we were looking at and make sure we're vetting everything properly. Mm-hmm. This particular property that we're looking at rezoning is out on Industrial Drive near the corner and intersection of Industrial Drive and Trot Avenue Southwest. We created this commercial corridor north of that intersection, north and east of that intersection in 2018. And in doing so, we opened up the ability for some services to be provided to business owners and to employees of those out in the industrial park area. This is one of the oldest parts of the industrial park, and we are finding it difficult to reuse buildings that already exist because of the standards being changed for industrial businesses and the buildings that they're looking to reuse or to move into when they're relocating from space that they currently are at. So part of it that kind of leads into the conversation that we have Woody's Trucking and FedEx north of this area that we're looking at rezoning, both of which we have uncovered are up to standard, that have buildings in place that they actively are using, that could be reused in the future, that they don't want to limit their ability for that industrial use in that area. So I did have the ability to speak with Woody's Trucking. We found out that FedEx actually rents their space, but they did confirm that their building is up to those standards that we were concerned they might not be, and all of that stuff. But that being said, it would be staff recommendation to move forward with a rezoning of the Molinar building, which is one of those buildings that is below that industrial standard, especially the sidewall heights for this particular space. And then there are two other parcels kind of tucked into that before you get to the Wilmer Public Works garage yard site. One is currently vacant and one is used by the vet clinic.
Wilmer Pet Hospital.
Yep, that's out on Industrial Drive there. So it would be staff recommendation to move to approve the rezoning from industrial to general business for those three sites.
All right. And with that, at this time, I'll ask for public comment. Teresa, Doug, Becky, do any of you wish to address the commission? You don't have to.
We spoke last time, and
I guess my only comment would be thank you for taking or considering this and moving forward with it. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. No one else would be here to speak for or against the proposal, so at this time I will close the public hearing and bring the matter before the commissioners. One question that I did have, was there any conversation with the folks at the vet clinic?
You know, there was not. It is an acceptable and allowable use under general business, which was part of the reason for not reaching out to them, because it really just doesn't affect their operations whatsoever or the continuation of their use.
Right.
And
certainly would not, the rezone in and of itself would not affect their property values or,
absolutely,
like you said, their use in any way.
Yep. If anything, the site that they're on and the site directly north of them are both relatively small parcels, so they definitely lend themselves more to a general business characteristic, though occasionally you see a smaller lot for an industrial use. But I think it increases the attractability of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's probably not a question for you or for us, but any effect on their taxable?
Not that I'm aware of. Taxes are really based off of the structures that are on the sites and the actual use versus what the city zones a property. That really doesn't, to my knowledge, does not play a role in that valuation.
Mm-hmm. And if for some reason they wanted to come back in the future and say, hey, we didn't, we would rather be reclassified to where we were before, they could certainly come to us and do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't guarantee that they could, that we would approve a rezoning.
Right.
But that would certainly be a conversation we could have, and I can make sure that I give them a heads up. This still takes two council meetings to complete. So after you review it and pass it on to council will introduce and then also hold a public hearing. So if there is anything that comes up at that time,
I suspect that'll be a question that the council will have as well.
Yeah.
Well, weren't they notified of this public hearing?
Yes, they were.
So at least they had some notification.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Commissioners? Questions? All right. Hearing none, then. This is a simple voice vote. All those in favor. We need a motion first.
I'll make the motion to approve or move it to zone.
From industrial
to general business.
I'll second you.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
I didn't want you to put the horse before the cart.
Something like that.
Something like that.
All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. That's as quick as we've done anything for 6 months. you weren't even here long enough to get warm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening. All right, then we are on to the next item, 2019 year in review. Sarah?
All right. So you don't have anything in your packets, but I do have a handy-dandy map that I created that I think you will all be interested to see. I'll just let you pass them around. This way too. So this map we're passing around is a snapshot of construction and projects, developments, investments that we have seen in the city over the past 3 years. So 2017, 2018, 2019, that's it. And these are only projects that have a value greater than $100,000. So there's quite a bit of investment that's not captured in this map either. But I think we are all very pleased once we actually saw kind of the geography of some of the investment that has been approved by the spread of it. So you see some clustering a little bit around some of those more commercial kind of intersections. You see that kind of cluster down on First Street there, where we've seen a lot of renovations happening as of recently, Arby's and Target and PetSmart and all of that kind of stuff. But overall, really, there's quite a nice spread, which really tells me that the zoning ordinance that we uphold is not limiting development in any one particular area or concentrating it or anything like that. And if you look at some of those projects that are greater than $5 million, which would be the biggest blue dots. We have they're really nice, again, evenly spread. We've got north, south, east, west. All of those blue dots aren't happening in one location. So I thought we created this map specifically for the Opportunity Zone prospectus that the EDC and the city has been working on putting together to meet with developers. The Opportunity Zone is, again, highlighted in that kind of middle circle, if you will, that darker gray outline in the middle of the city. And that definitely is an area where we haven't seen quite as much. The big blue dot represents the hospital. Obviously, they've done some pretty significant investment downtown. And the other major project there would be Legacy Commons. This map was created to support that document and show that Willmar has been seeing some pretty significant investment locally, and this should be a place that other people want to invest as well. So I thought that would be of interest. And then while we did that, I put together a little, put together a list. Hey, we've already completed it.
You already completed it?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I should have mentioned, Abdi represents a child care center, and they were supportive of the rezoning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, everything's good.
Everything's good. Oh, yeah. Short, sweet, to the point.
How is your project?
Yes. The project is good. Almost done. They try to open next month.
Great. Okay. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, but thank you so much. You do a great job with the community in Willmar. Well, so amazing.
And thank you as well. It's a great need.
Yes, it is. I know everybody. Yeah, a lot of people are looking for Sarah. She's doing a great job with the community. She did a great job. Everybody was say amazing for the daycare, including me, my wife, and I. We look for daycare in this area. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
So there's an update on the child care center. threw together just kind of a list of things that you've seen this past year. So the Apotopics annexation just went to the township last night. They approved the resolution. So that will go to City Council at their next meeting on the 21st, and that'll be finalized. The detachment was ultimately denied at City Council, and then even further withdrawn from the applicant, and they are working with the police department as we hoped. So even though we had to go through that whole process, we did get kind of the result that we were hoping to see with that action. A couple other project turnabouts. Well, they have not finished their drawings yet, but their construction should happen in the spring. I did update you on the quick trip item that should start this spring downtown, which is another exciting item. The Caribou Cabin is already up and running. They're open. So that was a quick deal. Olness Dental out on Willmar Avenue, kind of by Truisha Construction. They're still in progress, but steadily moving along. Same with Ziegler Cat. That's a major investment on that south end of town.
That's a big project.
It is.
Huge project.
I couldn't believe it the first time I drove by.
Yeah.
They even got their parking lot lit up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just kind of some of those major ones. And then I also reached out to the Midwest Technology Campus because we passed that rezoning of the ordinance itself, where we, as a commission, didn't have to review all of the little tiny businesses coming in and out and that ebb and flow there. So I just asked Joanna for a quick recap of this past year. And so she said that they have had movement of small companies that usually locate in the main administrative building. They've lost a few, they've gained a few. We're probably down by one or two companies. However, we continue to work with those who are out here to grow and increase their square footage on campus, which has really been a big focus of theirs lately. So in the past year, they've had four companies increase their square footage on campus, which means growth, and we're happy about that. Out of 400,000 leasable square feet, we have 77% leased and 89% remodeled. They still have two cottages that they haven't touched. When Cabs relocates to their new building, which is making some steady progress, I think on their timeline, they're supposed to be done around June of this year. So that's making progress. So when they relocate, then they will remodel that building that they're currently in. And that'll be another huge investment because they have to do a full gut demo and new HVAC system, which is a total of about 25,500 square feet.
And I assume that that's a building that isn't of great historical significance,
no.
Which is why the full gut.
Yep, exactly. Mm. And the historical significance actually more has to do with the exterior than it does with the interior. So that is the only place on campus left that has some sort of loading dock to lease, which I think would be very attractive, and that only provides a service door loading dock. So steady progress out there as well.
I noticed in the weekly chamber thing that comes out that Leafline Labs had joined the chamber, and they've listed the Payless Shoes building as their address.
So. Yes. So Leafline Labs is a medical cannabis company that is regulated very heavily by the state of Minnesota. There's only two companies allowed in the state, and they're one of those two. Because of some legislative changes in 2019, they were allowed to expand and choose three additional locations to what they already have, and so one of those is going to be Wilmer. We are considering it like a medical dental kind of pharmacy sort of use, which is allowed in the general business zone, so they don't have to come to planning commission or city council or anything like that. The one state regulation that we were concerned about was the distance to a school building or school grounds, which is 1,000 feet, but the state ruled that it's driving distance, not as the crow flies, so they meet that requirement plenty fine with that ruling. Mm-hmm. So they will be, we actually just received building permits for that, or building applications, so they will be, Tom's working on reviewing those now.
And that'll be interesting addition as well.
Yeah.
And then you combine that with the fact that come this summer, the state of Minnesota has certified chronic pain as a qualifying condition.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be just simply intractable pain. Well, chronic pain is a lot more prevalent for people than intractable pain. So I would imagine you're going to see a lot more people even certified under that program.
So. I just heard on the national news tonight that in Ohio there's someone that's trying to bring to the legislature to add fans of the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals for chronic pain. That's the actual truth. He's going to do this, but they don't think it's going to go very far.
It might not, but well, I understand it.
What? Who?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Some people have time, I guess.
Yeah.
Far more over.
Yeah, there you go. There's a multitude of jokes there, but I think we'll just leave it be for now. So,
Sarah, do you have a breakdown of the public versus private project funding levels, just as far as?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'd be curious, and I know it's probably, you know, there's a entanglement of each, but I'd be curious just to see
a breakdown.
A breakdown.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the small dots, I assume, are things like houses.
Yeah, you can see the two clusters. So I'm going to blank on names right now. What's this cluster? Woodbury. Woodbury Edition out on the east end of town there. That's definitely a cluster that we're seeing some major development. And then also Meadows as well on that north side.
Gosh, that's been out there forever. Oslo Meadows.
Some of the properties, I think, were tax forfeit, so they
most
got,
of it was.
Yeah, they got forfeit. Eaten up pretty quickly once that happened, and then we've seen quite a bit of movement out there since that that happened. So.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So and looking forward, any in your crystal ball, any?
You know, not a whole lot right now. We've got a couple of those projects that have already kind of come and gone for the spring 2020 construction. I know that there's, you know, I think the opportunity zone and this incentive package is kind of the next thing, and I have a feeling once that is kind of unleashed, if you will, I think that's going to really make things explode a little bit in that area. So that'll be kind of the next thing. We're working on drafting. That's going to, some a little bit more fleshed out items are going to go to the Community Development Committee on Monday. And we're hoping to have an ordinance kind of reined in and pulled together by February to get that passed and a part of the zoning ordinance.
Okay.
So you'll see that probably within the next probably 4 to 6 weeks, I would say.
And work continues on the groundwork for the new comp plan.
Yes. Yep. So we're in the kind of data mining phase right now. And so we should, actually that reminds me, we should get kind of a timeline online for that. But we are, making progress on the comp plan, working on things like maps and collecting data from all the various sources that it exists in. Mid-Minnesota is doing the majority of that work. So the plan is for that to wrap up by June. But we will start some kind of calls for that task force and various things to kind of prepare for when the next step begins. So we're ready in that like June to July time frame for the next really ramp up of work and community input.
Okay, outstanding. Any other questions or comments for Sarah? All right, then let's move on to the next item, which I believe is we moved our reorg down to down to this point in time. So each year we have to select a chair, vice chair, and secretary. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
So the chair runs the meetings. Vice chair kind of sits in when the chair is not available, and then the secretary would be third in command. We need mostly they're a signature person. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At this time, I will open nominations for chair, and I would like to just say that I've appreciated the opportunity to chair the commission over the last 3 years, but I'm probably going to be a little busy this spring, summer, and fall, and I'd like to place Christina's name in nomination as chair. Anyone else? Any other nominations? I saw this done at the county board meeting the other night. Any other nominations? They say it three times.
Yeah.
Any other nominations?
I'll make a motion that nominations cease.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Yes.
Thank you. All those in favor of Christina as the commission chair for 2020, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Congratulations, I think.
Yes, thank you.
That would open nominations for vice chair. And I would place, are you open to vice
chair?
Well,
I have what? Do I have 1 year left? Is that what I have before I...
You and I came on at the same time.
Seattle. I would I'll accept that, yeah. Right. You don't have to vote, I'll just take it.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. All those in favor of Rolf Stanfis as your vice chair, signify by...
We need a motion
by.
And a second.
I'm sorry?
Motion and a second.
I'm sorry.
Close nominations.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of Rolf as the vice chair for 2020, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And finally, secretary. Our secretary is
Jeff.
Yeah,
Mr. Gimble.
And you've got nice handwriting.
Will you do it again?
Well, it's a tough one. You got to come in maybe about 3-4 times a year to
sign
a plat or a copy. So if somebody wants it, they can have it. If not, I'll stay on.
I move nominations closed.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor of Jeff Kempling as the secretary for 2020, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, aye, the motion carries. And miscellany?
None.
None.
He's like Speedy Gonzalez tonight.
Wow.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.